Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Who is a real friend? Why does your circle seem to get smaller over time? You know, as we age, we seem to lose some of those that we once called friends. And why do it seem like some friendships have expiration dates? We'll explore all these things and go a little bit further than just those topics that I just mentioned in this next episode of Unscripted. And actually, this is actually a two-man version of Unscripted. It's just me and the great God, Tholomew.
Yo, all going, all right?
You know what's funny? You know, I probably shouldn't say this on camera, but I call you and our other God, because there's another God that's a part of the Unscripted team. I don't know why I call you guys God, Tholomew. Is it?
Both is of that us okay? How can you tell the difference?
It's funny, it's just that both of them named God, and it's like,
right. No. I understand that we're both named Garth. And you're trying to find a cool way to refer to us, having gone biblical. No worries. I mean, you know who we are referring to when
the time in each instance, right? Yes. I want to talk about the other nicknames that you have.
Now you're going to make everybody wonder what kind of nickname, so.
I mean, make them wonder. Hopefully they can give us like ideas of what they think it is. Drop it in the comments, people. That, like, everything I know, just keep it in the comments. But not really, I think about people and their feelings and their opinions. But it's there for all a vibe. And if you feel a way about it, keep it in the comments. That's literally where I'm at right now. But I mean, it's a new week. We're still doing the virtual shows. How's life been?
Hectic. So we're doing this one in December, 2025. Mm. It's been a very hectic past couple of months. This week I'm heading off. This show is being recorded before Christmas, so I'm heading off to the family in a few days, in the US to stay there for Christmas and my daughter's birthday and whatnot. Come back sometime in 2026. So, yeah. I'm shopping for Godot and thing, but I mean, I'm good. Give thanks, can't complain.
The life of an international dad. I mean,
boy.
Ironically, you probably have got to change Jamaican dads to international dad.
Yeah, right. Yeah, because it's not only local dads that are on the show, right?
And you're not the only one that's an international dad. But I leave that alone. That's a separate topic.
That's right.
That's a separate topic. I want to give thanks to all the people who have been supporting the show thus far. I feel the love and support. I don't know if you're feeling it. Do you feel the people talk to you about the show when you're out in the street?
I don't see people. No.
I keep forgetting.
It sounds strange.
I am a local. Huh?
Mm-hmm. No, I'm just saying it sounds strange that I say I don't see people, because the truth is I work from home. I work remotely. I live alone, so in Jamaica, that is. So I not see people. I really not see people. I mean, I see my neighbors when I go for a walk or a jog. There are some evenings I attend some events, and in those instances, a couple of people have actually mentioned it. A couple of brethren have mentioned it, but generally, like when I go to the supermarket, most of the people I end up seeing on the days I go to the supermarket, which are the unpopular days, I'm in a supermarket like on a Wednesday or like today.
Smart,
you know, I don't see a lot of people, old people mainly, the elderly, mature aged people. Not a lot of people.
You mean old age people?
No. People with more gray hair than me.
More senior people.
very much more senior people. Retirement really? Age.
Bro, what's funny? And wherever I go, I mean, I go out, I will go to events and things, and I will see people who I know, and they'll be like, yo, I'm going to see a podcast, and make sure you invite me.
Okay, nice.
That's the first thing everybody says. But my question is, what are you going to talk about when you come here?
Well, let's find something for them to talk about. Everybody has some kind of interesting story. And if it's a gentleman, because we're all men who present this unscripted podcast, then I'm sure we can find something related to them for which they have some kind of relevant input.
You know, I love your optimism and I love your enthusiasm, but I genuinely don't believe everybody is built for public speaking. And I think sometimes people, I'll gauge your ability to present something that of value on the podcast based on our conversation that we have. And 90% of the time, these are people who can't even string a sentence together properly. So, well, respectfully. Right?
I get your point. I mean, not everybody is going to be a guest for this podcast.
There you go.
But it could very, very well be an excellent fit for another. But if, I mean, you can do the estimation, which you are already doing. My whole thing is, you might have some people who, they're not articulate, but at the same time, you know, if you make a whole lot of reasoning, you know, and their level of being articulate is not necessarily standard English articulate. They're very articulate, that wise, which
even that. And if you're gonna bring all of the gusto, you can explain things in a straight patois. I'm cool with that. It's just that not everybody is able to, as you say, articulate themselves properly. So if you have, you might have a point or an idea
in English properly, because in patois they can fully and properly articulate themselves. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, trust me. And the funny thing is, like, I don't believe sometimes in bringing somebody into a space and then having to hold their hands. So I don't want to put in a space and then I forgot to explain what you just said. And then you vex with me at the end of the day and say, oh, you explain it wrong. So respectfully, I prefer if we just make some of them think the past. But I love that. Love the appreciation of Wagit. I love the passion of the people I show people I express for the show. It's like, it's almost like, no, we have a responsibility to keep this going and make sure that we don't disappoint our loyal followers. So for the loyal supporters and followers, big up on yourselves. For those who are watching for the first time, please subscribe, share, like, do all of the things that you do with your favorite programs. I want to explain for those who are watching for the first time what Unscripted is. It's really a collection of individuals who we gather weekly to discuss topics. We really don't have any limits on what the topics could be. We find a topic that we think is interesting this week. I will say, let's bring this to the people and we will dissect it as best as we can. Oftentimes we disagree. Oftentimes we have different opinions and different perspectives, but I think we will always find the middle ground is that we are able to respect each other's opinions and each other's ideas and not belittle the next person or make nobody feel like, you know. So if you're here for that type of conversation, welcome. This week.
Yeah.
So the topic this week is actually, show me your friends and I'll tell you who you are.
There we go.
Yeah, do your friends reflect who you are? Because our brilliant producer had experiences, and I'm assuming that this is among her male friends. And probably she said, you know what, these are completely different individuals. But the old saying is that show me your friends and I'll tell you who you are. So there must be some common thread. And I agree with that particular point. Whereas oftentimes there's a common thread that joins friends together. But I certainly don't believe in the herd mentality, whereas, you know, once one person is kicking rocks, then everybody is kicking rocks.
Right.
What's your take on the whole thing? On the topic, actually.
Yeah, so Do your friends reflect who you are? I mean, your friends, I think, should reflect who you are. and I say should on purpose, right? Mm-hmm. Because that's really what it should be. It ought to be that your friends reflect who you are. Friends aren't randomly selected. Friends are people that you make up your mind based on the experiences that you have with them that, yeah, I'm going to maintain a relationship with you where you a mutually beneficial relationship. So you get something, I get something, right? It could be good conversation. It could be through understanding a topic. It could be through having a passion for the same thing, a similar hobby, a similar mindset. It could be sports, you name it. But you decide that you're going to maintain this relationship. Express a certain amount of confidence in the person, etc. So they really should reflect who you are. But sometimes we end up, you know, using the phrase friend loosely. And because of that too, sometimes we try to end up making the whole concept of friendship binary. So if you're not my friend, you're my enemy, you know? Which really and truly, it's more of a spectrum rather than a binary type of, well, you know, I don't want to describe it, phenomenon, you know, thing. So for me, my friends, who I consider my friends, and sometimes it is a two-way street. It ought to be a two-way street, but sometimes I'm somebody's friend and they're not mine. You know? Sometimes that is expressed very openly, and in other times it's expressed through actions in particular moments. So, you know, you think that somebody have your back, and then in a moment you realize that no, they don't, you know?
Yeah.
But the people who I consider friends, the people who I know it goes both ways, absolutely reflect who I am, I would say. So, like you, for example, I consider you a friend.
Yeah.
I share things, confidential things with you, as you have shared certain confidential things with me. I know that in a moment of need, you will be supportive. I know that in your moment of need, I'll be supportive. You understand what I'm saying? We have similar ideals, for the most part, similar perspectives and outlooks on life, similar views on...
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Things that really matter, for example, parenting, right? You know, we don't go about life the very same way. We're not a carbon copy of each other. But at the same time, there are so many areas of commonality that you and I have, and us all together as Craig and Rodney, our producer, Kathy, who nobody knows. In that
Kathy, the TikTok people know Kathy actually.
Ah, well, there we go. Okay, so she's not she's not an unknown random voice in the wilderness. Sue, for example, Satania. So yeah, I think among my friends, yes, they absolutely do reflect who I am.
I'm gonna go in a different direction, and I think your friends will reflect portions of who you are. And I'll tell you why. I consider myself a very dynamic individual. I grew up in Portmore. I used to play sports, so that took me into the deepest of Garrison sometimes. And I have friends who lived in the deepest of Garrisons. I also have friends who lived uptown. I have friends who are from country. Dynamic. I consider myself a dynamic individual. So when I have a birthday or a gathering of any form, and you look at the difference in backgrounds and ideologies and education levels, financial positions, you wonder, how does one individual form relationships with all of these random people? I mean, it's like all over the place. There's no one point. But at the end of the day, I think all of those people combined will reflect who I am as an individual, and certainly not in totality. So, you know, I have friends from different pockets, people who them grew up with me. You know what I mean? So the truth is that you can't really determine how somebody are going to end up when them reach maturity. But we started out as friends, and I still consider you a friend and somebody who is of value to me. So regardless of where you're gone in your own life, I might disagree with some of the things that you're doing. I might totally abhor some of the things that you're doing and where you've gone in your life. But at the same time, does that change who you are at your core? And I believe if it doesn't change who you are at your core, then you will continue to be my friend, even though you are doing things contrary to my personal beliefs. So it a little bit muddied, you know what I mean? I believe, yes, they can represent who you are, but at the same time, I believe, based on how dynamic I am as an individual, you will see a vast diversity in my friend group.
I like that. So as they're a little bit of reading and preparation, right? And I have a little nerd vibes about me, so I prepare a few things.
That's one of the things we connect on, actually.
Oh, that nerd vibe?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, great. There you go. And the glasses don't help. So no, but the truth is, no. I think I did say it earlier, right? Like friendship, for example, is something that I don't want to say. No. Like it does a lot of the word friendship does a lot of heavy lifting. You know, it covers a wide range of relationships that people have, right? But if you were to think about friendship, and I think based on what you've shared and what I've shared, what I'm about to share, we've covered, right? So if you think about friendship in five clear points, right, you're thinking about mutual care and concern, right? Mm-hmm. Each person cares about the other's well-being and not just one way.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
Trust and emotional safety. So you can be honest, you can be vulnerable, you can be messy, and still feel accepted.
This is a safe space.
And not too judged for based on what you're sharing. Consistency over time. So you know your friend is somebody that is going to show up for you repeatedly, in small ways and sometimes in big ways. So checking in, share a joke, share a meme, share a reel, you know, that kind of a thing. And then also, when I pointed out earlier about, you know, the one-way street thing, obviously reciprocity. So what you do is being reciprocated by the other person, you know, and not necessarily in the exact same way. So our budgets might be different. So, for example, we'll buy a Rolex for your Christmas and say, "Oh, bro, big up yourself. See a timepiece here. You understand me?" And then...
What time is that forward? just want to make sure my dad accept the delivery. I don't want nobody else to accept the delivery. You know what I mean?
But just make sure I see the chimney clear so that Santa can deliver it. Properly.
All right, let me say now, forward. Coming out of chimney now. We don't make a chimney.
Outside of Jordan and David.
Oh, we have chimney. Big up Jordan and David, by the way. If for those who don't know, that's Jordan and Isla. Now, you can't call the man David. The man named Isla in the public space. Yeah,
I'm sorry, Isla.
My yeah, name. But I mean, in Jamaica, we have chimney. We don't have a chimney.
Chimney, right?
That can't suffice.
No, Santa and I really want going on a chimney thing. And then the fifth point about it is that there is shared connections and enjoyment. So the interest, the values, etc. But the interesting thing about friendships, right? I should have probably do a little slide something in and just drop it on the screen. Anyway, we do that for a future episode. Is there are levels to it. You understand? Because every friend is the same friend, right? So you have some way that call like a casual friend, for example, right? You have an acquaintance, which is even lower than a casual friend, because acquaintance are just acquaintance. You know, you might know them name.
Jamaicans call them high and by friend. Bye.
That is it. Yeah, man, walk on. You good? Yeah, man, we good.
That's the nature of the conversation, right? So, yeah, you don't know my real name, you don't know nothing about me, you don't know my live, nothing.
No personal disclosure, no, nothing like that. And let me tell you, I think where that is concerned, especially the acquaintance, as man, we have a lot of those.
I knew that's where you were going.
Yeah, no, but that's true. Because think about it, bro. All right, me talk about myself, Zane. The amount of brethren who I have as a result of I play a domino, I go on bar, right? And or go on games night and end up playing domino. Or I'm a Liverpool supporter, right? And when I have on my
jersey,
no man, the season not done yet. But I'm on my jersey with the
so live the season done, right?
Calm down. Don't get distracted, Cuffy. That's
sorry, focus.
So I'm about my jersey and the next man see me and a man say, never walk alone. Me I say, right there, so you understand me?
Yeah.
And I'll see them occasionally every now and then and whatever. And yeah, man, big up. And that's it. I'm a brethren. Right?
It's a Liverpool virgin. That's how you know. You're not even
right.
Name, you know.
Name, right?
I just say Liverpool virgin.
And football, we do that. Same thing exists for Chelsea and for Manchester United and your team, Arsenal, and so on. So,
no, we don't do that.
Eh? No?
We don't do that.
Arsenal fans don't link them with it?
Well, they do this with me. I would hope not, guys. I'm not going to be like that. I don't know.
Well, hey, all right. It is what it is.
I'm kidding, by the way. I'm joking. That was a joke. Please.
So, yeah, we have those acquaintances. And then I have some casual friend where you're more in touch with them. It kind of something that probably builds through, you know, like work or if you're religious institution. So maybe church or your mosque or your synagogue. Wherever you choose to worship. Those three places of worship, remember easily. I don't remember a lot of the others, so don't vex if you worship somewhere else. Or in a different religion. Anyhow, some regular conversations around work-related matters or religious matters. Nothing too deep and personal. Maybe a couple personal things. They might know, say, you have children. I might know,
you're married.
They might know,
you come from St. Elizabeth or Westmoreland or wherever.
But that's pretty much it. Yeah. You know,
but they've certainly never been to your home.
No.
And then can't out the road and see your wife and say, hey, what's going on?
For example. Then now you have the close friend. All right. And a close friend now is our next level, because with a close friend, you're talking about somebody where know your fears, them know your struggles,
your strengths, your weaknesses.
Them know your story up to a certain point. I mean, and over time, as the layers peel away, they know more of your story, right? Mm-hmm. It's somebody where you make time for, and they make time for you, right? Mm-hmm. Even if it's remote, but definitely always try to make an effort for see them in person, right? Obviously, based on your schedule, you might not be able to see them often in person, but that varies too, right? But importantly, they're a part of your support system, you know? And on that's where I kind of want to build out a little bit, because those are the people now that should reflect who you are.
Absolutely.
You know? Because they know sensitive information about you. But go on.
They know what your grandmother call you when you grow up. Because whatever your grandmother call you when you grow up is not your real name. And if your grandmother call you by your real name when you grow up, you are not Jamaica. Me put this on the record, say me say it.
Well, your granny. Well,
Cause your name God. It's easy for call.
Right.
Your granny call you God when you grow up?
Both my grandmothers were deceased by the time I was born.
Damn it, condolences, bro.
Yeah, some of them grew up with the granny settings. But no, but we know what you mean. Because as a man, I come from my son, he's a countryman. You understand me?
Yeah.
I never had a pet name, to be honest. People just add Y to my name. So my name Gatti. Meanwhile, me have brethren with them name.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Robert, and then pet name Devon. I mean, I say, then you couldn't just put like effort in my thing, or what?
Bro, but I don't even want to tell nobody what my pet name was. For the people who know me from, I have some friends who know me from my grow, from my little boy, 6, 7 years old.
Yeah.
More them for put, because you know, if you know me from school, there's one pet name. But if you know me from where I live, there's another pet name. More them people then to drop for them thing in the comment. Let the people them know my pet name. If one of that, if that's serious to one. But I'm not gonna tell you know what my pet name was. One of them was special because I'm a grandmother. I'll give you this much. It was a teddy bear that my grandmother had. And she decided to say, you know what? I no longer want this teddy bear. This baby is now my teddy bear. And I'll leave it at that. Nah, I said nothing else about it. This me replaced one teddy bear my grandmother did have, and she gave me the nickname matching the teddy bear. Nothing else I can say about it. But yeah, I totally agree with you. Like when we go through levels, and I think this is a segue into our next topic that our producer had set out for us, because there you outlined all of the different levels from casual friend acquaintances and your close friends.
There's another one too, you know, but finish your point.
Well, no, more. Maybe if you mention the other one, then it might perfectly segue into the topic. So what's the other one that you want to
discuss? All right. So then now you talk about your best friend or your inner circle.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And this or no, if you consider yourself as an onion, right? And onions have layers, yeah? And, you know, as you start outside and then you get deeper. So with your best friend or your inner circle, we're talking about deep emotional bonds and very high levels of trust. We're talking about people who know when you leave the island, them will house it for you. Them come in, them check, them feed the pets. You know what I mean? Them look away there. You could practically list them as next of kin, but you don't. Especially if you actually have a family where you're close to, you know what I mean? But extremely high levels of trust. Them know your history, them know your patterns, your strengths, your weaknesses. So, for example, me have some friend, right? We're close friends. Where if I call them 3 o'clock in the morning, right? even if them phone upon do not disturb, I'm on a list that my call will
get through.
The DND, right? And same for me. So my phone stay, right? After a certain hour, you will call, you will hear it ring, but you are not getting through because you're just not on that list. You understand? Yeah. These are people who can correct you. Them can call you out,
mm-hmm.
right? Without you feeling offended, and you will take that correction because you value their input, their opinions so much. They're almost like friends who've become family, you know?
These are people who you call when you're making major life decisions. So, yes. You're about to sign a contract and you say, yo, wait, yeah, I don't know if you ever watched the Chappelle episode where my brother and him, Matt Mittens. Where you must say, Matt Mittens, and you say, yo, that, wait, think that Matt Mittens really have words, and just go, meow, meow, and if you get the sign up, if you get the green light, then you say, yo, cool, I'm sign. These are your friends, where you're not enough to give them the details of the contract, you can just say, yo, where your gut feeling on this?
Right. And
you trust this person so much that their gut feeling will basically be a major influence in a major life decision. Those are the people where, as you rightfully say, when friends become family.
Yep, absolutely. So you've got to ensure that you keep these people extremely close to you, right? Because of the value that they provide in your life. One of the things that we have to take a look at as well is the difference between like colleagues. I hate when this happens when I'm recording from my device. Yeah. You have to identify the difference between colleagues and associates, right? And acquaintances and a contact. You understand? Because there is a difference. We spoke about them already. But
a contact is the funniest one. Because the contact is really just a business contact in them. Well, for me, most times it's just a business contact in them. Like, we really only will ever discuss business matters, nothing personal, nothing outside of the scope of whatever we're gathered for. So if I decide, say, yo, more go into insurance, for lack of a better topic at the moment, you will only be my insurance contact, nothing else. But not calling for nothing other than that.
Yeah.
I think we also have the pleasure, and this is where I wanted to segue into. So you kind of hit the nail right on the head where you said, yo, when friends become family, because there is the question of, is a brother and a friend two separate roles?
Yes, indeed. No, but absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, and that friends became friends who've become family bit, that's exactly where your brother, you understand me? Be. We have so many different titles that we can use. And lots of times people don't like titles. Some people don't like titles. Some people live for titles. But when you think about it, you know, like, all right, I'm a sister that, I'm a brother that, yeah, that's a friend who has evolved almost to the level or akin to family. And the roles and responsibilities of such an individual vary, but really and truly are super important to your own development. You know, and sometimes the bond between you and somebody like that can come from so many different places. It can come from trauma. It can come from shared success. It can come from business. It can come from fraternity. In Jamaica, for example, you have lodges, right?
Mm-hmm.
mechanics lodges, Freemasons lodges, other types, right? And through those fraternal bonds, right, friendships can really evolve.
And surpass.
Yeah, because sometimes you think about it, like even, especially if you and a brother create a business idea together, you know, create a business together, and it is successful, and it is something where with you have to obviously have to trust each other a lot, because this is business, this is money we're talking about, right? We're talking livelihoods now, right? And when you and that person now spend a lot of time together, working together, making money together, because nothing sweet like when you make money with somebody, you know, tell you that straight, right?
So
you end up par holy, and then over time, you know, what was first name, then last name, now turn me no middle name. Me no, you understand me? Bypass.
No, me pull up my hair. They're not even ready. Y'all come here. Y'all come see me. I wait for you. Like, oh, yeah, right. I'm going to the bar again.
Yeah.
You know? You're out of Pepsi, by the way.
You know, so you turn up, the helper know you, the helper, oh, yeah, man, him not here, yeah, but
the dog know you, eh? You see when the dog know you?
That
when you're walking in the yard and the dog run, come, and friendly, brother. Yeah. That is a brother right there. That's another regular friend. Like, you have certain levels, brother. When you use them, look at you and say, oh, Uncle Tony is here. Our Uncle Trevor, Auntie Stephanie is here. Then you know, said this is a basic level friendship, brother. This is now when we surpass formalities. I mean, if you have a wedding, there is, I don't have to ask if you have an invitation or if you have a plus one. I'm going to just pull up with my person because that's the level of our relationship. You know what I mean? That's how strong our bond is. So, yeah, man, I totally agree with you.
Yeah. So, people have to know those levels. Now, I remember when we're at university, right?
Mm.
And I, this was my first time properly learning about, you know, titles and how people respond to these kinds of things. And I have a brethren, right? And I'm a brethren to this very day. See? Now, his dad died final year, right? And my flat first in forward when him get the news, you know? And we sat and we talk and we ball, and you know, I considered him my best friend, anyhow. Because we're in the power that tight, you know what I mean? And I remember having a talk with a girl, a young lady, and I ended up mentioning him as the best friend. And long story short, she pointed out the fact that he mentioned me, but not like as a best friend. And I remember I felt offended, you see me? And the way I am, I'm not really hold things certain way, but what I will confront, but I'm not confrontational.
Mm-hmm.
You understand me?
Mm-hmm.
So I said to him, we just link him and I say, yo, bro, you know, say, Rary and Tay, and she has, and him said to me, say, yeah, man, me not to do the best friend thing like that. You understand me? You're my brethren, you're my brother. You understand me? Me do anything for you. But for the title, me not really go best friend. So, oh, all right, cool. I mean, like, but I'm going to say, in the moment, I really felt small. Me, I said, oh, then look, oh, me have this man up here, so.
And, yeah, they have put so much value upon somebody.
Right. But what I realized as well is that the value he put on me was equal. You understand?
It's just express it differently.
Express it differently. You understand?
I get it.
Which is why I'm happy that I actually did talk to him, because I say, oh, you know, because imagine now me hold on upon that and start dealing with him a certain way. Like, wouldn't say wreck the friendship, but it certainly would have caused an issue. You know what I mean?
It's funny that we get to this point. And I have a very recent example of a friend who one could consider a best friend. If you ask me, I have many best friends. You know what I mean? I have friends who surpass the friend title. Them come like family. As I tell you, I can come home and see one of them in my living room and it's nothing. I'm going to go preach and be like, yo, you're brighty, how dare you? I'm going to be like, oh, clearly I never see you call me, but it's cool, you're there, let's kick it. And I can recall one such friend doing something that I find so repulsive that I had to raise it. And me the type of youth, you know me well enough. I will raise something with you, but I will pay more attention to how you respond more so than the issue at hand. For the issue at hand, none of us are perfect. You know what I mean? You're going to do something with me that like, it's cool. How you respond to me raising the issue to say, oh, me never like how you're the X, me never like how you're the Y. I'm going to pay attention more to how you respond to that. If you step up to me and you say, yo, you know what? I made a mistake, my bad. Or if you look for me and say, you know, me not to be that thing about it like that, gentlemen, sorry. But if you're the type of person who you're going to then try to deflect and you're going to try and make me feel like I'm crazy, or you're going to try and make it look like, oh, somebody else is lying other than me. You know what I mean? Like, bro, if you can't take responsibility, if you can't stand up and be accountable, that for me is a primary value for a friend. And then automatically I'm going to say, oh, you can't be at this level with me. Because at this point, no, you are a major point of exposure. Yeah, I can only imagine what would happen if the wrong person were able to infiltrate you and start extract information and turn that into a negative situation for me. So for me, self-preservation is a thing, bro. And but just believe, say, yo, certain people not supposed to be close to you once they show them have certain qualities.
Yeah. Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, you have to, I think, I want to put this carefully now. All right. I've advised people already, right? That you should treat your life like an event, right? Use something popular, reggae song fest, right?
Yeah.
Treat your life like a reggae song fest. You have general admission, right? You have VIP. You have VVIP, you have backstage, you have people where go the after party. You understand me? And overall, you have people where just can't get in. Right?
Let's stand outside or wait for somebody to sell them a ticket.
But them literally can't get in because security not gonna let them in either. You understand me? So like there have to be levels. And you have to find out and discover and create for yourself the standards for each level and how you will and how people can prove themselves worthy to get to those standards, right? To achieve those standards. And sometimes you have to demote people. Some people have to kick out a party because...
Yeah,
they come in and apparently your system of evaluation was not strong enough to keep out certain types, but some of them weasel them away and you let them in and them cause a little mayhem and a little havoc and you have to boot them out of the event, you know. So you have to determine how people can matriculate from one level to another, if at all enter your life. You know?
I mean, we can wrap this up pretty soon, but let me ask you one question. How do you handle, because I mean, we're individuals and we're growing and we're changing constantly. The only constant is change. So how do you handle a friend that has evolved outside of your degrees of comfort and acceptability.
Ask it.
You just demote them. You just demote them.
Yeah. I mean, all right. Look here. We used to. You have to set boundaries, as well. You have to know what you will stand for, what you will accept, what you will forgive, what you will not. Right. And it doesn't mean that you have to dissolve the friendship completely. Sometimes you do, right? Sometimes you absolutely do. So for me, like, if you violate upon a certain level, I'm going to tell you straight up, you have done this thing. I can no longer allow you to enter my premises. You are no longer welcome on this plot of land for which I have a title from the government. Mm-hmm. You understand me? I will not entertain you here anymore. If I see you, I will hail you. You can message, you can call, but you are not welcome within these premises. You have to do that. There are other people who I personally don't like to do it, but maintaining a relationship or a connection with them is triggering and unhealthy.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to make a choice. And I'm not afraid to say it. You understand me? Absolutely.
You see, that's
unafraid to say it. So, yeah.
You see, that's why when the idea of this podcast came together, I absolutely needed to have you on the podcast, because ultimately everything that you just said, I would encapsulate in a simple so. S-Y-M.
Yes.
V-N. Yeah, Dan. So, I mean, but you are truly the intellectual that we admire. We've grown to know and admire, and I respect that. You see, God will go through the lens to say, yo, you are not welcome. No, with me, it's simple, Dan. S-Y-M. M, not dealing with me after this. Yeah. Matter of fact, see me at 8. Tell people say you're 8 that you've been. 9, 10, 11. Man. Yeah, man. There's something there.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to meet them. Become like a light switch. It's either on or off with me. Like.
Oh, no. Let me tell you. So for me, you know, I can handle you not liking me. I can handle you not. I can handle you hating me. Whatever it is. Right?
Mm-hmm.
If I give nobody a SYM as a friend, I can't recall. I really can't recall. It never really get that bad. Because I'm always a review and evaluating. You know? Always reviewing and evaluating, bro. So,
like, yeah, for me, are you sure?
So for me, when we realize certain little things, I say, okay, all right, cool. And if it's something that needs addressing, we will address it. But otherwise, we just start keep you at a certain on a certain level.
You know? Yeah, that's how my start getting the arm's length.
Yeah, man. Yeah. It's like some people reach out to me and are like, yo, a long time in a message, me, I say, yeah, I just been trying to keep my peace.
Yeah, it's intentional. You're not gonna change. Yeah, it's intentional. I really want to talk to you. We'll get nasty.
You know? So, but I mean, obviously, we all express ourselves differently. In traffic, for example, depending on the violation, yeah, man, you will get one of them SYM there, but you're not my friend. You know? And thankfully, I haven't had to do that in a long time. So, especially after the children were born. After my daughter born, my daughter is going to be 17 in January of 2026. And yeah, after she born, I realized I think I should keep a cool head when operating a motor vehicle.
I'll give you all the props in the world. I think we discussed this one in depth at length. It would be nice to hear Garth and Rodney's opinion. And Rodney's opinion on this one. But unfortunately, they couldn't be with us. Closing words. Anything you have to say before we wrap up? Anything you want to share with the public before we
For me, it would probably just be a bit of a quick recap of what we've spoken about. You know, choose your friends very wisely. Choose the different levels that you have in your life and how people can get access to you and your emotions and your feelings and your secrets and your fears and struggles, etc. Choose that very carefully. And understand that once you label somebody as a friend or you're hanging out with people on a regular basis, others looking on may use that as a means by which to gauge the type of person you are. So if you are big on how you are perceived, then be very cautious about whom you entertain and how you get along with them.
100%. I think I'll close by saying, honor yourself, honor your friendships by doing what it takes to maintain these relationships. I think we spoke last week about relationships, and we touched on the portion of it whereby we said that everything comes with maintenance. So if you buy a vehicle, you have to maintain it. If you buy a house, you have to maintain it. Same way, if you have a relationship, you have to maintain it. Your friendships have to maintain as well. But at the same time, be very mindful of the fact that everything ends. So celebrate your friends today. Show the appreciation for your friends today. Show all the love you can today. Because tomorrow, that friend might be taken away from you, whether by choice or by circumstance. So live in the moment. Be grateful for what you have. Love on those who love on you. Sometimes you might have to reach out to the strong friend. Please reach out to the strong friend to make sure that they're okay. But at the same time, just be mindful of the fact that everything ends. So if you have a friend that you haven't spoken to in the longest while, check on them today. Make sure to them good. Show them, say you love them. Express the appreciation for the value that they've brought into your existence today. Don't wait until tomorrow. Tomorrow is not promised to none of us.
Yeah, 100%. I love that, bro. So
until next week, people.
Yep, more life. Oh, by the way, I think while you were talking, our socials popped up. So our TikTok.
Hey! There we go. Make sure to follow the pages. Find us on TikTok, YouTube, Instagram. Actually, how about Twitter? All of the streaming platforms, wherever podcasts are. So it can be Apple Podcasts. It can be, what the thing name? I love iHeartRadio, Spotify, Deezer, all of them. We're on all those platforms. So whichever is your favorite, subscribe, log on there, and make sure you...